Boss 97 FM. We're talking to Jamie Summerlin this morning about his run across America helping the Wounded Warrior program. And there's a lot I could say, but let me ask you this. Would I be the first person to reference Forrest Gump concerning this run at all?
Let me say no. But I will say that, you know, as it's kind of gone on, I've learned to deflect that, you know, and not take it so personally. I mean,
right.
You know, I can see the resemblance. You know, I don't have the facial hair, you know, nor the long hair anymore. But, you know, certainly the idea behind it is understood. And again, you know, this is, you know, I'll take on whatever it takes to promote this and to make it happen. You know, if I've got to wear the mullet and the beard again, you know, I'll certainly do whatever I can.
So. Well, for the benefit of the listener, you first told me about this. Now, you and I went to high school. For the benefit of the listener, Jamie and
you
I
went to high school.
Jamie and I went to high school here at Braxton County High School, and we had our 20-year reunion last year. And Jamie, around a bonfire, says this to me. He explains to me. He says, "This is what I'm planning on doing." Now, for those of you who don't know Jamie Summerlin, when Jamie says he's going to do something, he tends to go out and do it, no matter how ridiculous it sounds. But at this particular night, I looked at him and I was like, "If you do this, I will give you whatever support I can." Little did I know that, like, just 3 weeks later, I was going to get a link and you were on your way. How long did it take you guys to look at the numbers and say, this is more than a dream, this is a doable event?
Well, let me kind of give you a little bit of background as to how this came about, because, you know, at that time, here we are, it's a little over a year ago that you and I talked about this.
Right.
I'd actually dreamt up the idea earlier that summer. As you know, I started running and doing the distance running just back in 2009, so I've only been doing the longer distances for a couple of years. Prior to that, in the military, when I was in the Marines, which, by the way, 236 years, Marine Corps just celebrating their birthday, so Semper Fi out to all the Marines. When I was in the Marine Corps, the longest distance I had ever ran was 11 and a half miles. And so, you know, at least for trainings that I can remember anyways.
Right.
So, you know, when I took on the challenge from a friend of mine to run my first marathon in 09, I never knew it would take me this far. Well, what happened was I ran that marathon and felt great about it. You know, I got back into great shape, you know, felt really good about, you know, where I was at. And a friend of mine that I had been running with up here in Morgantown had said, "Hey, there's another race coming up. Why don't you go try an ultramarathon?" And at that time, I had never heard of ultramarathons before in my life.
What is an ultramarathon?
Anything beyond a marathon distance.
Okay.
So
there we go.
Yeah, 26.2 miles is your standard marathon.
Mm-hmm.
Ultramarathons typically will start at a 50K, which is 31.06 miles.
All right, Jamie, I got to stop you for a second, but we're going to continue on in just a minute. I'm Palmer Stevens. We're broadcasting live and local across the great state of West Virginia on this... Your Veterans Day. It's the Boss 97 FM.